MoneyWeb now on the money.
Chatting now with Dylan Govender, Head of Logistics at Investec for Business. Dylan, appreciate to have you on the show again in an early morning. Logistics sector, we're seeing some, I suppose, some early good news as we got the announcement that Grindrod's been picked as a preferred bidder for Richards Bay Container Terminal. We've got the Pier 2 in Durban with the Philippines company. But we've also got the flip side, Cape Town Harbour, given the award of worst in the world. How is our sort of logistics sector, in particular ports, looking at this point?
Good morning, Simon, and always a pleasure to be on the show. Simon, the ports recently, you know, like you mentioned, Cape Town was ranked one of the worst ports in the country, listed 4 or 5 in terms of the World Bank Index. Mm-hmm. You know, we are seeing a bit of improvement, but it's important to note that the World Bank report was based on 2023. We are seeing some improvement this year. I mean, recently in the last week, we've had 4 tugboats delivered to Durban port. That's when it's easing congestion in terms of bringing vessels in from outer anchorage. You know, but I think that the bigger aspect is actually the global supply chain and the turmoil that's happening in the market at the moment. With the attacks in the Red Sea, we're seeing vessels and carriers being rerouted around the Cape of Good Hope. You know, that's leading to extended transit times of about 21 days just on the Europe and the Asia trade lane. So that's causing delays coming out of Asia into the South African trade lane and just hampering imports that's getting into the country. We're seeing on average at the moment, it's taking about 10 weeks just to get goods into the country. With the congestion caused in Asia at the moment, we're looking at a 4-week delay just to secure booking, get a container on board a vessel. Thereafter, you're looking at another 4 weeks getting into, in terms of the transit to South Africa, and another 2 weeks in terms of the delays at the port. You know, and that's just building up over the year. So what we're looking at the moment in terms of sales over the festive period, over your Black Friday, over the Christmas period, you know, those goods need to be getting on the water now at this stage. Otherwise, we're going to be looking at a shortage of goods on the shelf.
We certainly had, and if we think about the festive season for 2023, we had a lot of retailers saying, yeah, they got caught flat-footed with port delays. And at that point, the Red Sea was a bit of an issue already, but certainly a lot flat-footed. Retailers must surely, I mean, they must be kind of better prepared this time. They got caught flat-footed last year. This year, they're going to have to bring in earlier. Of course, that bringing in earlier has issues for them in terms of inventory holdings.
Yeah, definitely. I think from a working capital aspect as well, you know, at Investec, it's important we have the logistics background, we have the in-depth knowledge around it in order to provide that guidance. We're not just providing trade finance. But if you look at the 10-week delay in terms of goods on the water itself, you still have to consider the production time leads. You know, and the outlay of funds in terms of getting that production started. So you have funds that's dispersed, and it's important that you have the right partner in terms of that working capital solution. Because by the time the goods get here and you have to turn that into sales, you're looking at on average about 14 to 15 weeks. And that's why we're saying it's critical to be planning around your specials now for Black Friday and for the Christmas period.
And that, I mean, 15 weeks is a lifetime in a retail space. That is a huge period. Are we seeing, I mean, are there, you know, if a year ago, if we had chatted, it would have been the big story would have been the load shedding. And logistics was kind of a problem we saw, but it perhaps wasn't the biggest in the world. Load shedding has, we haven't had it for 90 days. I mean, maybe it comes back, but it's going to be probably stage 1 or 2 or something like that. Are there quick wins in this port/logistics space where we can see sort of a sudden pickup, or is this going to be more of a slow grind? I mean, I mentioned the Richards Bay container. I mentioned a Pier 2 in Durban. You know, those are both good signs, but my sense is they're going to take a bit of time.
Simon, like everything else, you know, any change, any level of improvement is going to take time. Mm. It's going to be a waiting game, you know, but this is not something that's just affecting SA trade. This is throughout the world. It's a global supply chain issue. We'll be seeing congestion building up at Singapore port, which is the second largest port in the world. You know, they handle over 3 million containers. And we're seeing a backlog build up there. So the supply chain in terms of vessels being routed, you have delays throughout the world. And coming into SA, you have further delays. But we are on a track of improvement. Like I said, with the tugboats, with load shedding, things are looking on the upside. But it is going to take time to change. I don't expect to see much improvement over the rest of the year. It's basically a waiting period until things stabilize early next year.
The logistic challenges globally, you mentioned Singapore there, is this all Red Sea related? Or there was drought in the Panama Canal. I mean, are there other sort of larger global issues which are perhaps also going to be maybe longer term?
Simon, the way we're looking at the market at the moment, you know, the Red Sea is the fundamental cause of this. You know, it's causing carriers to route via the Cape of Good Hope, via alternative routes to bypass the Red Sea. Obviously, with the attacks, the first priority is the people on board the vessel. You have to protect them, so you're not putting them in danger. But with routing via other ports, you know, and doubling the vessel capacity, ports like Singapore, ports like the American ports, the European ports, are not used to handling the double volumes that they're currently catering for. So it's causing congestion. Singapore, for example, like we mentioned, the congestion that's building up there is because it's taking vessels 7 to 10 days to discharge now at Singapore, whereas previously it was one day, you know, just because of the additional capacity they have to handle. So this rerouting via other ports to bypass the Red Sea, it's what's causing the turmoil at the moment.
I take your point. And it's hurting us. Some of it is our own problems, but there are global challenges in logistics there. And as soon as we seem to plug one hole, another one seems to pop up. Dylan Govender, Head of Logistics at Investec for Business. Appreciate the early morning insights.